Four recovery Indians are on the air. Today's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we go to the gymnasium for all of the exciting basketball action.
Welcome back here to the Fortside Fieldhouse for the first time this year as we begin the boys basketball season. Fort Recovery taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders tonight. Both teams are even up. Neither team has played a game here, and it's kind of exciting. Brian, as a player and a coach, to open up the season for the first time.
Yeah, it is. A lot of bugs and jitters, I'm sure, for some of these kids, and especially with the first year coach coming in. So a lot of excitement here at the fort, and should be a fun season to watch.
Again, Brian Patch joins us here tonight for the broadcast. I'm Rob Weaver. Welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse. First up, we have an interview with, actually have interviewed both coaches. We'll see if we have time to get those in here. Have an interview with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mr. Jim Melton. And here's that interview at this time. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have Jim Melton with us, the new coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And coach, welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse. And for those who don't know Jim Melton, why don't you kind of give us your background? First of all, where'd you play your high school ball?
I played my high school ball on the Indiana side at Union City. Grew up there. It was a 1988 graduate. And then from there, I started my high school coaching career in the early 2000s at Union City.
You tell us your adventures, the stops you've made along the way.
Well, yeah, there's been several. Obviously, I started out in Union City, and from there I went over to Winchester and coached for Coach Mahaffey there. And we had a lot of success, making our state runs. And then, from there I went down to Park Tudor in Indianapolis, spent five seasons down there, coached under Coach Schilling, won several state championships, coached a lot of NBA players. And then from there I came back to Winchester, helped out for a couple years. Years till I, was able to find the head coaching gig at Arcanum last year, and then now here I am at Fort Recovery. So.
And you did a very nice job at Arcanum last year. I know they were sorry to see you go, and Peyton Judy made you pay there at the end when he beat you with that last second shot last year.
He sure did. I thought, we had a good game plan. To slow him down. I think he only had 9 points till that shot. And he averaged, 28 or something like that a game. So, Arcanum was nice. They treated me great, nice kids. It was a great community, great administration to work for, but when this job came open, this is somewhat, I like to reference it as a dream job to coach in the MAC. And, it's 15 minutes closer to my home, so the geography made sense. Growing up on the Indiana side, Union City, we played Fort Recovery back in the 80s, and they were always battles. And I just, you have a lot of envy for the community. It's a nice community, nice school. We have a phenomenal administration as well here, and the kids in the community is just, I feel very, very blessed and fortunate for the opportunity.
Again, we're talking with Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery varsity boys basketball team. And the cupboard is not bare. You've got some pretty nice kids.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of talent here. I think that's well known and established around the, West Central Ohio in our region. But the thing of it is, I've noticed a lot of things that they haven't been taught. Now I'm a defensive guy first, and they haven't been taught a lot of defense. So, I'm a defensive guy first. We're gonna pack that lunch pail every night. And once we get that down, it might take us a little bit here. But once we get that down, it'll be nice to see. They're getting there. They really are. Once they learn our terminology, our techniques, and learn the system, it'll be really nice to see.
What's the style of ball we're going to see from Jim Melton and the Indians?
Well, I like to get up and down the floor offensively and play fast, especially when we have these athletes like we have here. But defensively, that's opponent pending. It'll change night to night. I'm not just a standard man-to-man guy. I can play some zones. I play a lot of exotic different types of defenses. But it just depends on what we need based on the scout.
How about your starters tonight? Do you have them in mind?
Yeah, we have Derek Jeudy at the point, Grant Kanapke at the two as our shooting guard. Our other wing would be Regan Martin. You know, our forward would be Clay Schmitz, and the big man in the middle would be Brian Benn.
Okay, when you talk about Clay Schmitz being a forward, that's a pretty big forward.
That's a pretty big forward. I like our lineup, but, you know, when you take a look at what St. Mary's going to bring to the table tonight, they've got 6'8", 6'6". They've got some size, so we've got to play. It's going to be a chess match tonight. You know, I'm sure if we go small and fast, he might have to adapt to what we're doing, and, you know, we're going to adapt to what they're doing. So it'll be a chess match.
Hey, Jim Melton, thanks so much. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have Dan Hagemeyer with us, the head coach of the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Where have I heard that before?
It's been about 4 years ago, maybe.
Well, story's kind of interesting, why you came back.
Well, I came back when the job was open. This year's seniors knocked on my door, and they asked me to coach them up, so they got me in a soft spot, and I said, okay, let's go.
Well, that's the ultimate compliment when the players come to you and say, hey, coach, we know what you are. We know what you can do. We'd like for you to come back.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as long as you got kids that want to be in the gym and want to work hard and want to be successful, you know, that's half the battle there.
Well, where did you play high school basketball anyway?
I played high school basketball at New Knoxville. That's where I'm from.
And, of course, you coached there for a while.
Yeah, coached there for a few years, 5 years. Had a great time there as well.
Wonderful success. So where are the other stops you've made along the way?
Well, I first started, I was a head basketball coach at Waynesfield for 2 years, then went to Spencerville for 4 years, and then went to Fort Laramie for 16 years, and then to New Knoxville, and then to St. Mary's. I guess I move around just a little too much. I don't know, but that's what has happened.
How about some of your most memorable moments of your coaching career?
Well, winning the state tournament 3 times has a lot to do with that. And, you know, I won 2 down at Fort Laramie, and then I won 1 at New Knoxville. So, yeah, those are very, very good times.
Yeah, well, anybody would agree with that. That's for sure. Tell us about your kids this year. You do have some experience coming back, obviously.
Yeah, we have 4 seniors that are back. They just finished up football 2 weeks ago. You know, I don't know what really is going to happen tonight, but we're just going to just put the old uniform on and play and just see what happens. We got a couple kids that would have started that are not going to start due to the fact of illness and a hurt knee. But, you know, we have a lot of players, and so we'll just see what goes on.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if you were even going to be able to play this date or not with the football going as late as it did.
Well, we have one starter that played football. So, well, he's not really a starter, but he will down the road. But he's got a lot of football in him yet. So, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4 kids that did not play football, and they didn't want to, you know, change it. So I said, okay, let's play.
Well, here you are again, St. Mary's here at Fort Recovery tonight. By the way, you have a beautiful facility. That has to help, too, when you're coaching in that situation.
Great place to play. Great place to practice as well when you have those 2 big floors right there, too, as well. So it's a nice, and, you know, we're just ready to go.
Hey, Dan, welcome back to Fort Recovery. Thanks very much for the time, and we wish you the best.
Okay, thank you.
Dan Hagemeyer, head coach of the St. Mary's Rough Riders. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on now, so let's discuss your Medicare Part D options today at Kalp Pharmacy. Choosing the right plan for you based on your prescription needs and keep your prescriptions here at Kalp Pharmacy. Schedule your Medicare Part D appointment today at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana by calling 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now at Full Recovery Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's the Napa know-how. Full Recovery Napa.
Rob Weaver and, again, Brian Patch back here for you at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And, Brian, that young lady who just sang the national anthem, who was that, by the way?
Allie Kaiser. She's a senior here at Fort Recovery.
Did a very nice job.
So. She did.
We're about set to go with the 2019-2020 boys basketball season here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Starting lineups will be introduced here by Harold Feely. And I don't know, it'll be interesting to see how we do tonight. This is a pretty talented St. Mary's team.
Yeah, it is. And Coach Hagemeyer definitely can coach. He'll do a great job, and they'll be prepared. And, you know, for us, it's our first experience with the coach in the game. And so you have kind of all those things going into play, too. So
going to start that freshman kid, Austin Parks, who's 6'8". He is a big dude.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I got a chance to see him play last year a little bit with my son being a freshman, same grade as he is. And, you know, I know he can play a little bit. So,
well, the family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's game. The staff at Dr. Banda's office even includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. So there's some purple and white over there in the family dentistry office at Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. The family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banda on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. Now complete with a little bit of fire extinguishers, the team being introduced here.
Different intro, that's for sure, than what the Ford has seen in a while, I'm sure.
All the lights are turned out here. Spotlights are flashing, and Coach Melton wants his team to be coming on here with a lot of flash, that's for sure. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy. Locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, in Arcanum, Ohio, and also in Indiana, in Union City and Bern, Indiana. And don't forget, they have their nice handicap medical center here. Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it here at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in Fort Recovery. And you know, Christmas is coming up. If you know of a handicapped individual who might be, again, in need of some handicap equipment, there's a good Christmas idea for you, and you'll find it here in Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Well, the junior varsity team had a pretty easy win tonight, Brian, if you can read the scores.
Yeah, lights are still turned out here. But Indians won the first game under first-year head coach Jordan Winter. They won 46-33. They led pretty much the whole entire way, 14-4 at the first, 26-10 at half, 36-20 at the third, and then finished up 46-33. And they were led by sophomore Owen Judy with 17. Caleb Evers, the sophomore, had 7. Kobe Wendell, 6. Dylan Evers, 4. Kel Rimmel, 4. Ross Pearson, 4. Riley Heiser, 4. And Daniel Patch rounded out the 46 points with 2 points for him. So
There you go. And that Patch kid, that was his first high school start, huh? Or he didn't start tonight, but his first high school game.
Yeah, it was. He was, I know, quite a bit nervous going into it, so.
Well, nice to get that first game under your belt, so to speak. Here we go with the start of the varsity game, Fort Recovery and St. Mary's on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. And the Taps controlled by Fort Recovery. As getting the ball there was Clay Smith, who jumped center. Even though he's a forward, so to speak, on the team. Indians with the ball. Out front with it. There's a shot fired up, a three-pointer. Grant Konapke connects on a three right off the bat. That makes it 3-0, Fort Recovery in the lead. That number zero does it. St. Mary's also has a zero on their team, Jack Sisko. St. Mary's with the ball. Sisko in the left corner. He feeds it inside. Back outside to Sisko again. He'll bring it back out between the circles. St. Mary's trailing 3-0 here to the Fort Recovery Indians. Inside it goes to their big 6'8 guy. Back outside again. Right side to Latrae Williams. Back out to Sisko. Jack Sisko with the basketball. On the left it goes. There's Gino Johnson. Now over to Ethan Steger. Inside. Shots fired up. No good by Steger. Puts it back up and in. Ethan Steger, one of the seniors who's 6'6", got his own rebound and put it back to make it 3-2. Indians with a one-point lead. Here's Brian Benn wide open in the lane. And he hits a little, about a 12-footer to put the Indians out on top 5-2. A little defensive breakdown there for the Rough Riders on that one. St. Mary's works the ball. Here's Sisko with it, passing back out to Steger. Steger dribbling. Derek Judy gives him a hard time. He passes off. Back out to Jack Sisko at the center circle. Right side it goes to Gino Johnson. Johnson now to Ethan Steger. There's Sisko. Right side. They like to pass the ball, don't they?
Yeah, it's working around trying to get the ball inside where they think their strengths are.
It's up and no good. Rebound. Brian Benn is missing two shots with 6'8 Austin Parks. And so Fort Recovery comes down with a rebound. Here's Clay Smith. Left side pops the shot. No good. It rolls off the rim. And then he rushed over to get the rebound, and it bounced off of his foot and out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give it to us? Oh, my goodness.
I think that was a gift.
I know that was a gift. It rolled right off of Clay Smith's foot. Oh, well, we'll take it. Inbounds pass comes to Fort Recovery's Clay Smith. Back out front it goes. Here's Grant Konapke. Pops the shot. No good. Way short. And Smith bangs it off the body of one of these St. Mary's Rough Riders. I think it might have been Austin Parks. Once again, I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortsite Fieldhouse along with Brian Patch tonight. Glad to have you with us here on the broadcast. Here's a pass. Outside it goes. To Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby. Inside is up, no good. Rebounds battled around. Knocked out of bounds. I think they're going to say Sisko knocked it out of bounds for St. Mary's. So tossing it in here for the Indians will be Ryan Post. Post looking for a teammate. Goes to Clay Smith underneath. Puts it up, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the freshman. On Austin Parks. 6'8 freshman for St. Mary's. And going to the free throw line will be Clay Smith. He will have two shots coming up here. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy is participating in the Small Business Saturday tomorrow. So stop in and say hi to the folks at Cal Pharmacy. Free throw's good by Clay. He'll have one more, and the score is 6-2. Indians are on top by 4. This is up and also good. Got them both. 7-2. Of course, Clay played the quarterback spot for the Indian football team this year. St. Mary's with the basketball. Over on the left side it goes to Latrae Williams. Inside back to Williams. He'll fire and miss. Rebound Clay Smith. And he threw it away. Tried to hit Ryan Post out here, and it was out of Ryan's reach. And St. Mary's picks up the loose basketball. Once again with it now is Jack Sisko. Sisko dribbles in, feeds into the corner, shots fired up, no good. Air ball by Latrae Williams. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Here's a shot up, and and good at the other end. Gavin Toby, quite an athlete, puts it in, and it's 9-2. Good start, Brian, for the Indians.
Yeah, and a transition basket got Gavin out running the floor, out running the bigs, and Grant was able to find him.
Here's Steger inside. He puts it up and in. Ethan Steger. That makes it now 9-4. St. Mary's back to within 5. St. Mary's knocks the ball away, and there's going to be a foul call in court recovery. We're going to call
Gavin Toby.
Gavin Toby with the foul. Indians only have 2 seniors on this squad. It's a pretty young group. Grant Kanapke and Ian Holman are the only seniors. Here's Latrae Williams down the lane, up and no good from St. Mary's. Rebound comes to Ryan Post. Post will bring it down. He'll pass over on the left side to Gavin Toby. Now with the basketball, shots fired up in the lane. Off the mark, Brian Bennett is there to get the rebound. No good. Got the rebound back again. Missing a shot there a moment ago was Cale Rammel, who's in the game now. And there's a ball going out of bounds. It's going to be given to who? Fort Recovery, I guess. Indians will have the ball over there in front of the adult section. Jim Melton, the new coach of the Fort Recovery Indian basketball team. Austin Parks will go out for St. Mary's, and Jaden Davis will come in. Davis is 6'3", Parks at 6'8". So they lost a little bit of height there, but they gained some experience. And there's a foul called on Jaden Davis as he bumped into Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby. Toby will toss the ball in. Gavin was an important part of that Fort Recovery football team this year. Here's a pass to Ryan Post. Picks it up in the backcourt. Post goes across the timeline. Watch out for your forearm there, Ryan. Right side to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke will pass to Gavin Toby, top of the key. Gavin spins, goes down the lane. Back outside, there's Cale Rammel. Rammel spins in the lane, puts it up and in. Cale Rammel with the layup. Cale's only a freshman. That makes it now 11-4. Here's a corner shot. No good by Davis. Rebound Steger. He puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery, and that's going to put Ethan Steger to the free throw line. Steger is 6'6 himself.
They throw a lot of big bodies out there.
Don't forget about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll organize and deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if their weekly prescription program is right for you. Pretty physical game so far, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a two different styles here. St. Mary's wants to play kind of slow and physical and get it inside. Fort Recovery wants to kind of get up and down a little bit.
Ethan Steger at the free throw line puts it up and got it. It makes it now 11-6. St. Mary's back to within 5. Bringing the ball across the line there is Derek Judy, who's in the game. Ball stolen away by Cisco for St. Mary's. And Steger goes down, gets the pass from Cisco, and lays it in to make it a 3-point game. 11-8, Fort Recovery on top. Derek Judy threw it away. Intended over there for Fort Recovery's Ian Holman, who's in the game now. And the ball is thrown out of bounds. And Judy will go out of the game, and Ryan Post will come in. Derek Judy gets a word of criticism from his coach, Coach Melton. Here's a shot from the outside. 3-point basket is good for St. Mary's. Jaden Davis, and all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a tie game. 11-11. Here's Ian Holman. Left side shot is good for Ian Holman. That was a 3-point basket, making it 14-11.
That's kind of his specialty. He's a spot-up shooter.
Yeah, we'd like to see that. Right side it goes. There's a shot by Davis. No good from the right. Rebound, Brian Benn. Benn will give it over to Ryan Post. Post goes down the right side. He'll go underneath, spinning, puts it up. It's blocked by Williams. Rebound, Ian Holman, up, no good. Rebound comes down to Latrae Williams. Here comes St. Mary's with the ball. Fort Recovery leading by three. 14-11 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Outside is Jack Sisko. He'll pass over here now to Carson Fishbach, who's in the game. There's Stager around the horn. Over in the corner it goes to Jack Sisko. He'll bring it back out. Gives over to Jaden Davis. Back to Sisko. Jaden Davis on the left side to Latre Williams. Williams to Stager. Stager three-pointer. He got it. Ethan Stager drains a three, and we got ourselves a tie game at 14-14. Brian Post with the ball on the far side. He'll dribble towards the top of the key. He lost the ball momentarily. Picks it back up. Goes to Kale Rammel. Rammel back to Ryan Post. Back to Kale Rammel. Rammel wants to shoot, decides not to. Back outside to Ryan Post. Down to a minute to go in the first quarter of play. Indians and the Rough Riders are tied at 14-14. Outside to Brian Benn. He'll pop the shot. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Latre Williams. Williams all the way. Scoops it up and missed it. Rebound, Clay Smits of Fort Recovery. Over to Ryan Post. Down on the left side, Ian Homan fires a three. He got it! Ian Homan makes it a 17-14 game. Three-point lead for the Indians. And they're going to call St. Mary's for over and back. Unforced turnover there. We'll take it. As passing the ball off there was Jaden Davis in the backcourt, and he didn't get in the front court in time when he got the ball back. At least that's what the officials say. Here's Clay Smits. Oh, trying to pass off to Brian Benn, and Brian was not looking for the pass. 17-14, Indians on top by three here in the first quarter. 20 seconds to go. The Rough Riders could possibly tie it here before time expires. Jack Sisko with it. He'll drive down the lane, feed in the corner. There's Davis firing a three. He missed it. Rebound comes to Grant Kanapke. We've got time. 6 seconds. On the left to Clay Smith. Three-point shots, no good. Rebound St. Mary, and that will end the quarter. After one. Fort Recovery Indians leading the St. Mary's Rough Riders by a score of 17-14 here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians on top after the first quarter of the 2019-2020 season. We'll return in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans and many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is the division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And a reminder to you, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game tonight at Woodland, that's being heard at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. All Jay County games this year, boys and girls, are at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And here is a foul called on Fort Recovery as Ethan Stager, is fouled underneath. About a five-foot shot there that he hit to bring St. Mary's back to within one, and this could tie the game. Who'd they call that foul on, Brian? Did you see?
Yeah, Brian Benn.
Here's the free throw up by Stager. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Derek Judy of Fort Recovery. Judy will bring it up across the timeline, being guarded by Jack Sisko. Right side it goes to Grant Kanapke, and Grant lost the ball out of bounds, but he was shoved from behind by St. Mary's Carson Fishbach. Fishbach is one of the four seniors who came to Coach Hagemeyer and said, "Hey, Coach, we want you back." Pass comes to Derek Judy. Judy across the timeline. Right side to Grant Konapke. Clay Smits with the ball now. Back on the left side it goes. Derek Judy with it. He'll pass on the right. Here's Clay Smits driving in, firing, hitting. Clay Smits makes it 19-16. Indians back up by 3 points. St. Mary's with the ball here in the second quarter. Thanks, by the way, to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. St. Mary's works the ball around the perimeter. Here's Jack Sisko driving to the baseline. Passing back out to Fishbach. He'll drive in. Missed the layup. Rebound, Clay Smits. Carson Fishbach missing that shot. Here comes Derek Judy. He puts it up no good. There's no moss growing on the rim for Fort Recovery, I can tell you that. Indians are gunning her up there.
Yeah, they're not wasting any time.
There's a shot up and good. A two-point basket by Latrae Williams, and that makes it now 19-18. And there's a whistle and a foul on St. Mary's. Before the shot, out of bounds to the Indians. That's going to be called on Fishbach, Carson Fishbach. Here comes Geno Johnson back in the game, and Fishbach will go out.
Well, you know, Rob, the Indians have a lot of depth. They're playing a lot of guys, and so, you know, you basically play hard for 3 minutes, and you come out, so you can run when you're playing like that.
Clay Smits, a fall-away shot off the glass, down and in. Clay Smits with 6 points now on the night. That makes it now 21-18. Indians are on top by three here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Outside to Jack Sisko. Inside pass to Ethan Steger. And he is going to be tied up. And they're going to say Fort Recovery gets the ball in the alternating possession. Here comes the inbounds pass. Derek Judy has it. Judy across the timeline. Hands off to Clay Smits. Smits drives down to the baseline, and there's a foul called on St. Mary's. They're going to whistle, I think, that on Jaden Davis. Yep. Coach Dan Hagemeyer has a perplexed look on his face. And so Fort Recovery will get it out of bounds. That is the 15th foul on the Rough Riders here with 5:57 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Once again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Again, 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Derek Judy, right side, Clay Smits, three-point shot. Good! Clay Smits hits a three from the right side. Indians now lead 24-18. Latrae Williams, outside it goes to Jack Sisko. Sisko dribbles the basketball, comes to the right, gives to Williams, three-point shot does not go. Rebound, Grant Konapke. Here comes Fort Recovery. Konapke goes all the way, lays it up and in. And Dan Hagemeyer calls timeout as Fort Recovery has jumped out to their biggest lead at 26-18. Pretty impressive here, Brian.
Yeah, and a lot of these buckets are transition late, and that's, like I said, they want to get out and run and push. So
we'll be back in a moment right after this. Indians on top.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order a pizza.
We don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
We don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fort Recovery Indians exploding here, taking a 26-18 lead in the second quarter of play with 5:17 to go. Indians are going to run with the ball. At least tonight they are. They are not wasting any time putting shots up. Left side, Jack Cisco for St. Mary's. Back outside to Ethan Steger. He'll feed over on the right, back around the horn, back over to Cisco on the left. Goes to Steger, top of the key. Steger goes to the right side to Geno Johnson. Austin Parks, the 6'8 freshman's back in there. There's a shot by Cisco way off the mark. Goodness sakes. That was not a good shot.
That's why you don't jump in the air to pass. He got caught and ended up just throwing up a shot.
That was way off the mark. Here is Grant Canapke, three-point shot. Got it. Indians are red hot tonight, baby. 29-18, Fort Recovery leading by 11. Inside to Austin Parks for St. Mary's. Can't get the ball to go down, and a foul's going to be called on St. Mary's. I think they're going to call Parks. Nope. They're going to call the foul on Geno Johnson. Parks dead on that one inside, and he couldn't get the ball to go down. Again, he's only a freshman, so he's going to be learning.
Well, he's doing a nice job. He's getting Brian actually way too deep inside, and that's something Brian's got to continue to work on here this as the game progresses.
Back around the horn, Indians with the ball. Derek Judy with it on the left side. He'll go to baseline, now feeds off, but the ball's stolen by Steger. Ethan Steger made the steal. And here's the ball going out of bounds off of Latrae Williams for St. Mary's, and out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will get the ball back. Give credit to the Indian defense there. They kind of caused that. Kept their hands up there as the ball came down from the other end. St. Mary's picks this up in the backcourt. Derek Judy with the basketball. Across the timeline, Indians lead 29-18. Ooh, Judy almost double dribbled there. Over to Clay Smits, back to Judy. Center circle. He'll drive to the right. Grant Canapke, they're going to call a foul on Derek Judy. I didn't see that one.
It's like a moving screen, I guess, on the handoff.
Whatever. But that's pretty picky. Here is Latrae Williams outside to Steger for St. Mary's. No good. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. Judy racing all the way down. Puts it up and got it. Man. 31-18. The transition game is working tonight. You're listening to WPGW AM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM. And FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have you listening in, wherever you're listening from or to. Shots no good by Austin Parks, the freshman. Rebound St. Mary's. Back up and in by Carson Fishbach. Fishbach makes it 31-20. Fort Recovery's lead is back to 11. That was our biggest lead a moment ago, 13 points. Derek Judy with the ball, right side to Grant Canapke. Free throw line underneath to Brian Benn. Lost the handle on the ball. St. Mary's came up with it. Down come the Rough Riders. There's Latrae Williams going to be called for a charge. Crashing into Clay Smith. A little frustration on the face of the St. Mary's Rough Riders right now. Full court press here for St. Mary's. Now what?
We were
a sub coming in.
Yeah, subbing Cal in, and he came in on the floor.
Cale Rammel coming into the game. Here's the pass to Ryan Post on the left. He'll circle back outside. Ryan goes off the screen onto the right. Now to Grant Canapke out front with the basketball, dribbling the ball. St. Mary's has really picked up the intensity on defense, and the ball is knocked out of bounds off of St. Mary's as Grant Canapke made a move to the hole, and Coach Jim Meldon is going to call time. 2:07 to go in the second quarter of play. It's the Fort Recovery Indians leading the St. Henry, let's try that again, the St. Mary's Redskins here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. 31-20 is the score. We'll be back in just a moment.
Class, school is in session.
Oh, no.
The pool is closed.
Oh, no.
The leaves are turning colors.
Oh.
Class, what time of year is it?
It's fall.
That's right. This time of year, farmers are geared up for harvest, and there is more equipment moving to and from the fields. So enjoy this time of year, but be careful. When it comes to safety, we all need to pay attention.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Please give us a call at 800-637-7161.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, proud of their outstanding service. Schedule your next service for your farm equipment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery just got called for an offensive foul. Who was that on?
Brian Ben, moving screen.
It's the second time they've called that here tonight. At least the second time.
And the bad thing is Grant Kanaki just hit a three. That's usually how it works.
St. Mary's with the ball back after the turnover there by Fort Recovery. But Trey Williams, right side it goes into Stager. Couldn't handle the ball, picked up by Grant Kanapke. He'll race down, missed the shot, might have been partially blocked. Rebound with Trey Williams. It's knocked away by Kanapke, but Williams comes up with it anyway. Stager on a three, and he banked it in. That's an El Luco. But they'll take it. We won't take it, they'll take it. Ethan Stager banked the three-pointer in from the right side. You don't see that very often. 31-23. Here's a shot up by Clay Smits. He missed it from the top of the key. Rebound comes to St. Mary's. Racing down Latre Williams. He'll pass back outside here to Davis, and the ball almost popped off his nose. But St. Mary's comes up with the ball anyway. 57 seconds remaining here in this K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Inside to Stager. He misses the shot, got his own rebound, and scores. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Stager will go to the line. Going to call that on Clay Smits. You know, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has that great New Holland and Claus farm equipment. And, of course, they always carry Simplicity lawn and garden equipment as well. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Stager puts it up and in. He got the three-point play the old-fashioned way. That makes it a five-point game, Brian. The 13-point lead has twittered away. They have scored eight in a row here on us. 31-26. A steal by Davis of St. Mary's. He'll come down, put it up, and no good. And he is fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that foul on Derek Judy. I didn't really see much of a foul there, did you?
Maybe. I don't know. He got him on the Euro step, probably on the Mason contact.
But. It's a definite Euro step, that's for sure. Jaden Davis at the line for St. Mary's. He puts it up and no good. Jaden Davis, by the way, is a junior on this St. Mary's team. 31-26. St. Mary's down by five and still down by five as both free throws are no good. So that did not hurt us except Derek Judy picking up the foul, which is his second, by the way. Derek Judy has the ball across the timeline, working against Latre Williams. Indians are going to wait for the last shot here with 19 seconds left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. And the ball is stolen away by Latre Williams. And Derek Judy just picked up his third foul. Latre Williams stole the ball away from Derek, and then Derek tried to get it back, and he just picked up his third foul. And to the bench he goes. Here comes Brian Post in the game for Fort Recovery.
On top of the foul, he also got his sixth turnover of the game, which is, I know Coach Mills is not happy with him right now in that part of it as well.
So Latre Williams will go to the free throw line for St. Mary's to try to cut the lead here, and he missed the free throw again. That was a 1-1 that he missed there on the left. Regan Martin in the game now. Here's a shot by Grant Kanapke. No good on a three-pointer. And that ends the second quarter. A little rough there on the last minute of play. And the Indians I don't know. We went probably 2-3 minutes without scoring because we were ahead 13 points at 31-18. And here we are at halftime. It's 31-26. St. Mary's trailing the Fort Recovery Indians on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, they have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Check it out. Great Plains available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Well, your quick reaction to that first half.
Well, it looks like the Indians definitely want to get up and down the floor in this contest anyway. I know coaches have been preaching defense, you know, all preseason, but, you know, I thought their transition offense really has kind of opened it up for them here a little bit, and they got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. Like you said, I think we had maybe 3 or 4 empty possessions in the last minute or in the half to 2 minutes, and you can't do that to close out a half.
Now, it's not the way you want to close out the half, that's for sure. But so here we are at halftime, and the first half is in the books for the 2019-2020 season. Fort Recovery leading St. Mary's 31-26. I got a hunch we're in for a pretty close second half of play here. We'll see. We'll return right after we pause for this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. On Saturday, November 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we want to celebrate Small Business Saturday with you. Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will have an assortment of sales, plus everyone will receive a $5 gift certificate for every $25 spent during the Small Business Saturday at Kaup Pharmacy. Mark your calendars for November 30th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and get ready to shop small with us. Kaup Pharmacy, HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a 2-pack of Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's the Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Indians leading at halftime, 31-26. And Brian, give us the scoop on the scoring.
All right, well, like I said, 31-26. Indians led at the first quarter, 17-14, and then outscored the Rough Riders, 14-12, in the second quarter. The Indians are led by Clay Schmitz with 9 points, senior Grant Canapke with 8. Ian Holman, another senior, with 6, hit 2 threes there in the nice run when the Indians went on. And then 2 points chipping in is Gavin Toby, Brian Benn, Cal Rammel, and Derek Judy.
Well, pretty decent balance to start the year.
Yeah, definitely.
Again, Indians leading here 31-26. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game tonight, so give our listeners a scoop on that, Brian.
Yeah, the Indians jumped up at half, 26-10 at half, and then they ended up winning 46-33. The Indians were led by a pair of sophomores, Owen Judy with 17, Caleb Evers with 7, Kobe Wendell and Dylan Evers chipped in with 6 for Kobe and Dylan with 4, and then also with 4 points was sophomore Riley Heiser. Freshman Kel Rammel and Ross Pearson both added 4, and then Daniel Patch chipped in with 2.
So Indians off to a good start there, and off so far to a good start here in the varsity game. Again, leading 31-26 here in the halftime. Tomorrow the girls will be playing, and they always, Wapakoneta is always a formidable opponent, Brian.
Yeah, they are. Rusty Allen does a great job. Used to be at Parkway with the boys and went over with the girls at Walpock, and they've had great success since he's been there. They lost to Minster, defending state champions in Division IV, Minster by four, which Minster had lost eight seniors, so they're down a little bit. But Walpock has a nice group of kids, core kids with them returning. I think we won by nine or so over there last year without Key playing with us. So she's back, played well in our first game with Crestview, so hopefully that gives us some confidence, but yeah, it should be a great game and a great contest. I wouldn't expect anything less. So,
Coach Dan Hagemeyer again making his second stint here as the coach of the St. Mary's Rough Riders. He stepped down about 4 years ago and decided to come back. He's got an overall record, not too shabby, Brian, 524 and 248. Over his coaching career at Spencerville, Fort Loramine, New Knoxville, St. Mary's, and he also said he coached at Waynesville. I don't know whether he was varsity coach there or just JV coach.
Yeah, I think that was one of his first stops, and then just kind of made progress along the way. Has a couple state championships with Laramie and then with Knoxville as well, and had the fortunate to coach against him for a number of years. He's a great guy, and you know, does a great job. So
we haven't seen Max Milkey tonight. I don't know whether he's injured or what the deal is with him.
I think that's one of the kids that had been injured from football, and I think he's filling up for him. I think I had talked to him beforehand, and he had said they had two guys that were hurt that were coming off of football injuries, and you know, he didn't want to rush them back here at the start, but it would definitely be kids that would contribute down the road once they get healthy. So
Ethan Steger was one of the heroes from last year, which doesn't surprise me. I've been impressed with his play tonight, although I think we've held him down pretty good, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't have their stats, but really, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job defensively. They do have number 24. I'm not sure his name, but I look at the scoreboard now. He does have 18 of their 26.
I guess we haven't done such a good job. We've got 18 points at halftime. That's about most of their scoring.
Yeah, and like I said, I know talking with Dan a little beforehand, he did make the comment that they definitely wanted to pound the ball inside with you know, their size, because they do have a 6'8", 6'6", as Coach Mellon had said in the pregame. And you know, a lot of 6'3 kids with some size, plus they have a nice little shooter outside. So you know, I think right now it's a contrast of two styles. We're trying to get up and down the floor and you know, not waste a lot of time, make their bigs run, wear them out, and they're trying to pound the ball inside. So
anyway, the score at halftime, Indians on top by five. This game is anybody's game, 31-26. So far, a run-and-gun offense for the Fort Recovery Indians tonight, and they've been pretty impressive overall in their efforts to do that. We'll return with the second half of play coming up in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Really appreciate K&L Tractor Sales and Service, one of our fine sponsors. Good old Kenny Canote there. Kenny Canote, Todd Homan, and all the crew at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Our studio producers tonight for the radio station for PG-14 at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Lindsey Green is manning the boat tonight. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, as usual, Mr. Neil Spencer is here. He's always here, isn't he?
He is.
He spends a lot of hours working the FortRecoveryRadio.com station, and just a lot of dedication from Neil Spencer to keep the Fort Recovery community up to date on what's going on. And we appreciate Neil working with us and allowing us to broadcast our coverage here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. St. Mary's has the ball to start the second half. Carson with it, or Cisco with it, I should say. Over to Steger, back to Cisco. Jack Cisco dribbling the ball, lobs it into Ethan Steger, turns, fires, and he hits. Now he's got 20 points. He's having a heck of a game here. I didn't realize he had so many day-on points. Here is Derek Judy on the left side. There's Regan Martin. Regan did not play much in the first half, but he's in here to start the second half. Clay Spitz will go to the hole, puts it up, and can't get it to go down. Rebound tip to Brian Benn, and he scores. Clay Spitz able to tip the ball over to Brian Benn, who puts it in, make it 33-28. Indians lead by five. Our biggest lead was 13 at 31-18, so that breaks an 8-point run there by the Rough Riders. Finally getting that 33rd point. Here's Ethan Steger with the basketball. He'll feed over here to Johnson, back out to Latre Williams. On the left to Ethan Steger, way in the left corner, guarded by Clay Smith. Back out to Austin Parks, the 6'8 freshman. Here's Jack Cisco at the free throw line. Back out to Steger, 3-point shot, it's good again. 23 points for Ethan Steger. My goodness.
He was a nice player. He's hit two threes now, can go inside and post people up. Very confident, but strong with the ball, takes his time. He's nice.
He is having a heck of a game. If it wasn't for him, they would not even be in this game.
All but eight of their points.
Regan Martin with the ball, working against Latre Williams. Tries to hand off to Clay Smith. Almost stolen away, and there's going to be a foul called now on St. Mary's as they're going to whistle that one on Latre Williams. That could have gone the other way. That could have gone the other way, but it didn't. St. Mary's fans are not happy on that call. Here comes Derek Judy with the inbounds pass to Brian Benn right underneath. Puts it up, missed it. Rebound Austin Parks for St. Mary's. Over to Jack Cisco, now Latre Williams. Williams goes to Ethan Steger. Steger is going to be fouled by Clay Smith. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and in St. Henry. Don't forget to check out all the many job opportunities available at CooperFarms.com. That's CooperFarms.com. Latre Williams will toss it in for St. Mary's. Over to Jack Cisco, now to Ethan Steger, back to Cisco. Cisco free throw line, back to Steger. Steger back to Cisco on the left wing. Steger dribbles a basketball, cross court pass to Davis. Davis will lob it into Austin Parks. Back outside it goes again. Jack Cisco has the ball. He's their quarterback, little red-haired quarterback for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Latre Williams on the left side it goes to Geno Johnson. Johnson with the ball. There's going to be traveling called on Geno Johnson. And he just did not think he traveled at all. And I don't think Dan Hagemeyer thought that either. Fort Recovery will put the ball in play. Here's Derek Judy getting it. Down to a 2-point game, Brian, 33-31.
Yeah, they're fighting their way back, which is kind of what you expect from a Coach Hagemeyer team, so not to give up.
Indians lead by two. Over there on the left to Fort Recovery's Ian Holman. He fires it up. Actually, that was Gavin Toby. Yeah, mistake. Gavin Toby, who fires it up, no good, and rebounds St. Mary's. Now there's going to be a foul called on Derek Judy. That will be number four on him. Looks like he got popped in the eye.
He took the worst end of that if that was a foul on him as he's holding his head.
Four fouls now on Derek Judy as he is out of the game. Jack Sisko with the basketball. On the left side it goes. There's Ethan Steger back outside. Jaden Davis with it. Here's a shot up by Steger. No good. He was too close. Too close on that one. Rebound came to Cale Rammel for Fort Recovery. Right side to Ryan Post. Back outside. There's Grant Canapke. And Canapke's going to be fouled by Jack Sisko. Out of bounds to the Indians. You know, Cooper Farms has a wonderful nutrition program for your livestock. A complete program to help your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Timeout for Fort Recovery. Indians with the ball with 4:35 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. And the score reads a 2-point lead for the Indians. 33-31. Since we led by 13 at 31-18, they have outscored us by a 13-2 margin. But we're still hanging on to a 2-point lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
The season changes to winter. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Gavin Toby will put the ball in play. He goes to Brian Benn. It's knocked out of bounds by St. Mary's.
Rob, you know, in the first half we had shot 63% from the three-point line, and so we've kind of cooled off since then, and too many turnovers right now.
We're not actually getting that many shots right now. And Brian Benn threw it away, trying to hit Grant Canapke underneath. Missed timing there. St. Mary's comes up with the ball. Turnover. Here's Sisko, a three-point shot from outside, and that gives St. Mary's the lead at 34-33. St. Mary's grabs the lead for the first time, I think, tonight. And there's a foul call on Ryan Post.
Gavin Toby, actually.
Actually, it was Gavin Toby.
Blocking foul.
So that goes down as another turnover for Fort Recovery.
Although that's probably Ryan's fault because he caught the ball on the wing and tried to take off before Gavin had a chance to get set. So
there's Gavin, Grant Canapke stealing the ball. Way to go, Grant. Over to Brian Benn. Now to Cale Rammel. Rammel in the middle, stops, feeds back out to Benn. Oh, he wanted to take a three and decided against it. Now here's Ryan Post with the ball. Boy, St. Mary's really picking up the defensive intensity here. And there's a foul called on St. Mary's. It'll be out of bounds. They're going to call the foul on Latrae Williams. Here comes Clay Smith back in for Fort Recovery, and Brian Benn will go to the bench. I'll tell you, this St. Mary's team, they're going to have a pretty good record this year. Timeout is called with the score. Fort Recovery trailing 34-33. St. Mary's with a 1-point lead with 3:35 to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. And we'll return in just a moment.
Class, school is in session.
Oh, no.
The pool is closed.
Oh, no.
The leaves are turning colors.
Oh.
Class, what time of year is it?
It's fall.
That's right. This time of year, farmers are geared up for harvest, and there is more equipment moving to and from the fields. So enjoy this time of year, but be careful. When it comes to safety, we all need to pay attention.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Please give us a call at 800-637-7161.
Well, we played 4.5 minutes here, Brian, and only had 2 points in this whole quarter.
Rough start. You know, as I think we had mentioned, a little ugly here right now, taking care of the basketball, too many turnovers, and, you know, as you said, we're not getting a lot of shots up, and, you know, just real floppy on our end. And they're playing well. I mean, they're coming out with intensity, like you had said, and, I mean, they have a good team. They got all the pieces. They just were a little rough start, so. They're putting it together now, though, that's for sure. We got to respond.
How many turnovers for us? Do you have that done?
We got 12 right now.
Here's an inbounds pass to Clay Smits. It's blocked. Got it back. Smits goes up again. Blocked again. They're going to call a foul on St. Mary's. And two free throws for Clay Smits. Boy, the St. Mary's Rough Riders have really cranked up the defensive intensity here.
Yeah, that was one where Clay got blocked, you know, against a bigger kid, and he got his rebound, and, you know, he was swarmed by three guys. He probably should have been better off maybe kicking it out to an open Grant Kanapke in the wing, but didn't. But and then he misses his free throw here.
Clay Smits with a total of 9 points this evening, but he missed that free throw, as you say. He'll have one more. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, they'd like to buy your corn. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. And Clay Smits hits the second free throw to give him 10 points on the night and tie the game at 34-34. Jack Sisko with the ball out front. He'll pass over on the right side. Now to Steger. Ethan Steger turns. Can't find the opening. Back outside it goes to Jaden Davis. There's Jack Sisko. Also in the game now, we've got Gavin Reineke is in the game now for St. Mary's. Here's a three-point shot. It's up and no good. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery underneath. Gavin Toby?
I think so, yeah.
That's four on him. Reineke, there's a basketball name in this area. Here's the inbounds pass. Jack Sisko goes deep to Ethan Steger. Steger now goes over to Jack Sisko. Back on the left side to Carson Fishbach, who's back in the game. Right wing back outside. Back to Jack Sisko, and there's a screen called. Oh, they're going to call Smits for fighting through the screen. Clay Smits gets called for the foul. That's number three on him. Number four on him. We are in real trouble.
That's the third one and four here. They're starting to mount up.
Three players with four fouls here for the Indians. Smits will go out, and coming in for Fort Recovery is going to be Dylan Evers. And there's a ball stolen, and a foul's called on Steger of St. Mary's. Ryan Post comes up with the ball, and he draws the foul. Ethan Steger with only his first foul of the night. Actually, second. Second foul of the night. Dylan Evers off the bench for the first time all night. Tosses in to Ryan Post. Post will go to the right side to Grant Kanapke, and there's a foul call on St. Mary's. Going to call that on Jack Sisko.
And if you're Fort Recovery right now, Coach Mellon just kind of been yelling at the refs, and we've gotten two calls right now. If you're the Fort, you want to attack the basket because you're going to get some calls probably here to even things up.
Cale Ramble gets the inbounds pass way out deep. Over on the right side to Kanapke. Kanapke will pop the shot and no good. Rebound comes down to Steger of St. Mary's. Here comes a pass on the left side. Almost thrown away, but St. Mary's keeps it. Jack Sisko has it over in the left corner. Guarded by Ryan Post. Sisko back out front. Feeds over to Jaden Davis. He'll pass over to Steger, Ethan Steger. Back to Sisko on the right wing. Now back to Steger, who's on the right wing. Steger guarded by Brian Benn, back outside. Over on the left now, there's a three-point shot. Good by Gavin Reineke. And that puts St. Mary's back in the lead at 37-34. Here's a shot by Cale Rammel. He hits it just inside the top of the key. And boy, we needed that. Cale Rammel comes up with a nice basket. And there's a charging call on St. Mary's Carson Fishbach. Fishbach called for the charge. Turnover, St. Mary's. That'll give the ball back to Fort Recovery. Here comes Ian Holman in. And leaving the game will be Dylan Evers.
He's the one who just took the charge for the Indians.
So Ian Holman will toss it in. Comes in here to Cale Rammel. Again, Rammel's only a freshman player.
He's going to be a good one when it's all said and done.
Right side, he has the pass tipped away. St. Mary's, another steal for the Rough Riders. They lead by one, 37-36 here in this rugged third quarter. Fort Recovery now has three players on the bench with four fouls. Steger, right side, there's Davis firing and missing. Rebound comes to Cale Rammel of Fort Recovery. 45 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Ryan Post down the lane, feeds off to Brian Benn, who scores, and he draws the foul, and Benn will be at the free throw line. Give Ryan Post the assist, and Brian Benn goes to the line. 38-37, the Indians regain the lead. It's up, and it is good. 39-37. I tell you, I think, personally, I think one of the keys is number zero out there. He's got to come through here for us in this last quarter.
Yeah, he was kind of quiet there in the third, but that was definitely a much-needed basket for the Indians there by Brian Benn.
Yeah, definitely. 39-37, 30 seconds to go. Let's see what St. Mary's decides to do. They're not holding the ball. Ethan Steiger back out to Jack Sisko. Pass over on the right side to Reinicke. Reinicke comes back outside. Sisko with it on the left. It goes back to Sisko. Outside to Steger. Down to 10 seconds. Four seconds. Steger fires a three. Missed it. Rebound. Ryan Post, who heaves it down the court. No good. And the third quarter comes to a close with the Indians hanging on to a lead here, 39-37, as we managed just 8 points in the quarter, but it was enough, as the Indian defense was pretty tough there too. We'll return with the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Farmer's Friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Indians will start the fourth quarter with Ian Holman, along with Grant Kanapke. Brian Benn is in there, also Ryan Post, and Cale Rammel. Those are the five starting the fourth quarter here. Right side, there's Ian Holman, three-pointer. He rings the bell and rattles it home. Ian Holman gives Fort Recovery a five-point lead at 42-37. Boy, he's shot the ball well tonight.
Three for three from the three-point line.
Here's a three-point shot. It's good by Reinicke. Reinicke, Gavin Reinicke hits a three. That makes it now 42-40. Indians by two. Reinicke's only a sophomore for St. Mary's. There's a foul called on Steger as he reached in and fouled Ryan Post. Well, he and Homan can shoot the ball. Got 1-1 coming up here. Ryan Post will be at the free throw line. 7:20 to go in the game. Indians lead by two. And this is good. St. Mary's led briefly in the third quarter. Fort Recovery's biggest lead has been 13 points. And number 13 is shooting the ball right now as he puts it up and got it again. As he banged that one home, 44-40. Indians lead by four, back on defense. Here's Jack Sisko with the basketball. Stops. Going to call him for traveling. Traveling called on Sisko. And so the Indians will get the ball back here. Boy, a basket here would give him a nice 6-7 point lead. Ryan Post with the basketball, working against Latre Williams. Ryan Post goes right, goes left, stops. Looking for a teammate, threw it away. Steger stole it away as Ryan Post tried to find Brian Benn, but Steger stole it away from him. Benn has been kind of kept out of the offense here in this second half. Right side is up and no good by Jack Sisko, but Reinicke got the rebound for St. Mary's. Back to Reinicke outside. Right side it goes. There's Ethan Steger putting it up, no good. Rebound hustled away by St. Mary's again. Getting the board there for them was Jaden Davis. St. Mary's resets the offense. Right side to Latre Williams. Inside to Ethan Steger. Knocked away by Cale Rammel. Picked up by Grant Kanapke. Kanapke comes down, and he is fouled. Going to call Jack Sisko with the foul. And on Jack Sisko, that is his third of the evening. Again, the Indians have three guys with four fouls, including Derek Judy, Clay Smits, and what, Gavin Toby?
Yep, looks like Gavin's getting ready to check in here, too.
And Grant Kanapke puts it up and in. Indians lead by five, and now by still five. Missed second free throw by Kanapke. St. Mary's got the rebound. Here they come. Ethan Steger on the outside. Over on the right it goes. Back outside again. Back to Latre Williams for St. Mary's. Back around the horn. On the left, Ethan Steger. Steger will give to Jack Sisko. Rough Riders trailing by five, 45-40. Steger drives baseline, passes off. Here's Latre Williams hitting a three-point basket. Latre Williams makes it 45-43. And there is a ball knocked out of bounds by the Rough Riders, so Fort Recovery will have it back in. Here comes Gavin Toby back in the game. And who's going to leave here?
Grant.
Grant Kanapke goes out. Inbounds pass comes to Ryan Post. Right corner to Ian Holman. He tries to feed off to Brian Benn. Ball's loose, and we got a jump ball. That time, Ian Holman tried to drive the baseline and feed off to Brian Benn. And Holman will go out of the game, and Regan Martin comes in. Regan's played sparingly tonight. Got a timeout. Timeout on the court. It's 45-43. The Fort Recovery Indians lead by two with 5:20 to go in this game. We'll be back in just a moment here on PG-14 right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock with various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver and Brian Patch here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Opening game of the year for both these ball clubs, St. Mary's and Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery leading at the moment, 45-43. St. Mary's with the basketball. Fort Recovery pressing full court. Trey Williams down to Reinicke. He'll put it up and good. And Reinicke ties the game. Gavin Reinicke making it 45-45. Fort Recovery, though, with the ball. Brian Post with it, guarded by Latre Williams. Post goes to the right side, feeds back out to Gavin Toby. Kale Rammel. And Rammel threw it away. Pass was intended for a teammate on the left side, and it didn't get to him. So St. Mary's has the ball back here. 4:53 to go in this game. Gavin Reinicke inside to Steger. Back outside it goes. A three-point basket is good by Jaden Davis, and St. Mary's has taken a 48-45 lead. Grant Kanapke coming back in. Kale Rammel goes out. Gavin Toby will toss it in. Comes in to Regan Martin. Indians down by three now, 48-45. Regan Martin comes across the timeline. Drives in, fires it up, no good. Shot was might have been partially blocked there. Jack Sisko comes down with the ball. 4:20 left to go. Time is running out here. Indians are down by three. At 48-45, St. Mary's with the ball. Here's Latre Williams back outside, and they're going to call traveling on Latre Williams.
Broke his foot.
St. Mary's coached by Dan Hagermeyer. Second time he's been there. He retired, quote, four years ago.
I was going to say a couple times, I think.
Brian Post with the basketball. He'll come inside, puts it up, and got it. Ryan Post gets an inside basket to make it a one-point game. Way to go, Ryan. We need that. We needed that basket. 48-47. St. Mary's still leading, but only by one now. Jack Sisko hands off to Gavin Reinicke. Reinicke guarded by Brian Benn. He'll pass back over to Steger. On the left side it goes to Davis. Back outside to Sisko. Sisko to Steger. Back to Sisko. We have held Steger to only 5 points here in this second half. He had 18 in the first half. 3:17 to go. Here's inside pass goes out of bounds and last touch by the Indians. Tried to get it to Ethan Steger underneath, and it was knocked out of bounds by either Gavin Toby or one of the other Indians, and Brian Benn will go out. Clay Spitz will come back in with his four fouls. Here's an inbound pass coming to Steger. Right side to Latre Williams. Fort Recovery's down by one, 48-47. St. Mary's with the ball. 3 minutes to go in the game. On this final quarter, here's inside shot up and good by Jack Sisko. Nobody picked him up. He drove down in the lane. Gavin Toby with the ball. Has it knocked away, got it back. Has it knocked away again. Ryan Post got it back. And now timeout for Fort Recovery. Here's the situation. Fort Recovery's down by three, 50-47, with 2:40 to go in the game. Timeout. Fort Recovery will be back.
Now at Full Recovery Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's the Napa know-how. Full Recovery Napa.
Indians need to find the victory know-how here. They need to come up with some points, trailing by 3, 50-47, with 2:40 to go in the game.
Yeah, we need to execute this out-of-bounds play right here to get something, probably a good set here, probably I would say for Clay or Grant. And, I mean, we're down 3 with 2:40, and, you know, St. Mary's is probably going to start taking some air out of the ball, so we got to, you know, our possessions are going to be limited, so we got to get a bucket here.
Derek Jeudy is back in the game now. He has 4 fouls. Gavin Tobey, Derek Jeudy, and Clay Smith are all back in the game. They all 3 have 4 fouls. They missed a lot of minutes in this second half. Inbounds pass comes to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy dribbling the basketball. Passing to Clay Smith at the free throw line. Indians running a set play here over to Regan Martin. Back to Derek Jeudy. Now on the left, Gavin Tobey comes in and he's fouled as he went to the hole and drew the foul. I think it might have been before the shot, though. Going to be called on Davis, Jaden Davis.
He'll be shooting 2.
They're going to give him 2.
Oh, they got 10 fouls. So okay, at this point, yeah, every foul will be 2.
10, yep, 10 fouls. First one is good. Way to go there, Gavin. Come on, young man. Gavin Tobey, a junior for this court recovery team. That cuts the lead to 2 points. 50-48. And it's good again. 50-49, a 1-point lead for St. Mary's. 2:20 to go in the game. Still plenty of time, but not much room for error here, Brian.
No, not with a deficit of one, and 2 minutes to go right here. So
Jack Sisko with the ball to Latrae Williams on the right. Williams now will dribble, goes to the wing to Gavin Reineke. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Jack Sisko. I'm kind of surprised Coach Hagemeyer has Reineke in there. He's only a sophomore. Here's that might have been traveling. 3-point shot is no good. Rebound comes to Latrae Williams of St. Mary's. Indians couldn't come down with a rebound.
That was a big miss, too. Corner 3 with 1:40 left. Have you just took 1 minute off the clock?
Left side, Latrae Williams. St. Mary's with the ball. Goes inside. He's going to be fouled. And it'll be out of bounds to St. Mary's. Not the 1-1 yet. That was the 6th team foul, so the next one will be 1-1.
Right now we need to figure out, we can be aggressive, but we just need to figure out who we need to be fouling so when they get it, we can go after them.
Jack Sisko will toss the ball in here.
And Derek Jeudy has 5 fouls, so let's get a sub in here for him.
Oh, boy. That was Derek Judy's 5th personal foul, so Coach Melton will send in Ryan Post. Tough luck there for Derek Jeudy. Not the second half he wanted to have. Well, actually, he picked up 2 fouls really quick at the end of the first half. Those are what really hurt him. St. Mary's puts the ball back in play. They lead by 1. 50-49 with 1:16 to go in the game. Court recovery, and there's a foul called on Clay Smith.
Got to be his 5th.
And Clay Smith is gone. Clay Smith has fouled out. That's 2 now who have fouled out. He thought he had a clean hit at the ball, but the official didn't see it that way.
Just a step slow on the rotation. We had a great trap. I know he's not trying to foul there, but we had a great trap and on the wing, and he rotated from the backside up top and ran in through and got a hand in there.
So Clay Smith will exit, and Brian Benn will come back in. We've got Regan Martin, Brian Benn, Gavin Tobey, Ryan Post and Grant Konapke in the game for the Indians. Here's Jack Sisko, good on the free throw. That's a two-point lead now. He's a pretty cool guy.
That's what you, yeah, a senior out there. He's one of the kids that came and talked to Coach Eggermeyer about coming out to coach and stepped in there and made the coach proud.
Jack Sisko again. It is no good. Rebound, Gavin Toby. We've got the ball. Here's Konapke going to the hole. He lays it up. No good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Up and in. And it ties the game. Brian Benn got the rebound basket and ties the game at 51-51. With 1:04 to go in the contest, and Benn is fouled, and he'll be at the line. That was whistled on Davis. Jaden Davis picked up the foul. Here comes Kobe Wendell in the game for the first time tonight.
Kobe's one of their best on-ball defenders, so.
Brian Benn at the line. Come on, big guy. It's up and good. Brian Benn now has a total tonight of 10 points in the game, and that gives us the lead at 52-51. Indians on top, St. Mary's with the ball. 55 seconds left. Latrae Williams on a three. It's no good. Rebound, Gavin Toby, and a foul on Ethan Steger over the back. And on Steger, that's number four. Port Recovery will have free throws coming here with 49.6 seconds to go. And this last minute has been a good one for the Indians. St. Mary's was in control with the ball and the lead, and they could not hang on. Gavin Toby at the free throw line. Coach Melton pulls all the players off the line for Fort Recovery. Toby puts the free throw up and no good. Come on, Gavin. We need another one here to give us a two-point lead. Timeout, Coach Hagemeyer of St. Mary's. It's Fort Recovery 52, St. Mary's 51 with 49.6 seconds to go. Gavin Toby will have a free throw when we come back.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
All righty. Big free throw coming here for Gavin Toby to give us a two-point lead. I would like to have had a three-point lead, but it didn't happen.
That would have been nice for sure.
It did not happen. He missed the first free throw. Come on, Gavin. The junior bounces the basketball. Eyes the basket, flies, and it's good. It's a two-point lead. Fort Recovery 53, St. Mary's 51. 46 seconds to go in the game. Here comes Jack Sisko for St. Mary's. He'll pass over on the right. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Ethan Steger. He got it to go down. Ethan Steger, and a timeout's called by St. Mary's. Fort Recovery wanted an over-the-back on the call, but it didn't happen. And Ethan Steger with his 25th point of the night. And that makes it tied at 53-53, and Fort Recovery will have the ball with 35 seconds. What are you going to do, Coach?
I'm not sure how that was. I'd say right now you're probably going to come down. I would definitely get Brian Benn and Grant Konapke involved, maybe set a ball screen with Brian Benn. But I would say right now you want, you know, on the floor looking who they have out there. The one kid that can create his own shot is, Grant. We don't have a lot of great shooters really out there. I don't know what sets they run, but maybe get some action going where you get Brian inside. He can step up and hit some free throws. So you want someone who's going to get, if they get fouled, someone can knock down some free throws as well. So I'd definitely try to get something with Brian and Grant going on there for sure.
Well, timeout here with 35 seconds to go. 53-53 score. Fort Recovery's biggest lead was 13, but then St. Mary's came back and took the lead briefly in the second half. They led here in the fourth quarter. They led in both the third and the fourth quarters before Fort Recovery came back to take the lead, and now we're tied again at 53-53. Full court press for St. Mary's. Pass comes in to Brian Benn, to Gavin Toby. Toby will bring it up across the timeline. St. Mary's falls back. Toby right side, and the timeout's called for Jim Melton and the Fort Recovery Indians. Timeout on the court, 26 seconds to go. Will the Indians take the last shot? Maybe. We'll be back in a moment.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, an exciting game here to start the year. Let's hope it's a happy one for Fort Recovery. 26 seconds to go. See if the Indians decide to take the last shot, Brian, and try to end the game before we go into overtime.
Well, at this point, I don't think you shoot it early because, I mean, if you miss, now you give them a chance to go down and score. I think you're at home right now. Overtime usually favors you at home, so I'd say you're going to win on the last second shot, or you're going to overtime. To be honest, and if that's the case, I don't think you use a timeout prior to that if that wasn't going to be the case here, because otherwise then you just took away a timeout. So I would have definitely looked for the Indians to get the last second shot up there.
Regan Martin gets the inbounds pass. Down to 21 seconds. Martin guarded outside by Latrae Williams. Martin dribbling, passing over to Gavin Toby. Toby dribbling the ball, has it knocked away. And it's going to be a foul call. Oh, they're going to call a foul on St. Mary's on Jaden Davis.
Ooh.
That's a rough call.
I get we're 60 feet away or so, but I'm not sure I saw that one, but we'll take it for sure.
And he fouls out of the game. Jaden Davis will foul out. They're going to bring Gavin Reinicke back in the game. That was a tough call, I will say. Ball was knocked loose. Players were both going for it, and they called the foul on St. Mary's, and we will take it as Gavin Toby will be at the line with 11 seconds to go. Toby puts it up and got it. That gives the Indians a one-point lead at 54-53. 11 seconds to go here. We need this free throw. Come on, Gavin. Let's connect. Number four back at the line. It's up there, and it is no good. Ah, it's good.
Got the roll.
Bounced up and went down in. Two-point lead, 55-53. St. Mary's with the ball. Left side, outside, three-point shot. No good. Brian Benn gets the rebound, and the Indians have won the game. 55-53. A last-second shot by Carson Fishbach was no good, and the Indians have won the game. 55-53. You were just hoping they weren't going to get an open three. That was a three-point shot, I think, though, that he took there.
Yes, it was.
55-53. Fort Recovery wins a thriller here tonight to open up the year over the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Wow. We'll be back to wrap up the game. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Coach Melton as well, so stay tuned for that. Coming your way in just a moment here on PG14 Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Class, school is in session.
Oh, no.
The pool is closed.
Oh, no.
The leaves are turning colors.
Oh.
Class, what time of year is it?
It's fall.
That's right. This time of year, farmers are geared up for harvest, and there's more equipment moving to and from the fields. So enjoy this time of year, but be careful. When it comes to safety, we all need to pay attention.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Please give us a call at 800-637-7161.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. Result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, congratulations to the Fort Recovery Indians. They pull out a win tonight after trailing late in the game to beat the St. Mary's Rough Riders 55-53. A great opening win against a very good St. Mary's team. And let's head over to Brian Patch, who has the statistics for us. Brian?
Yeah, for the Indians on their 55 points, we were led with Clay Schmitz and Brian Benn both with 10. Grant Kanapke and Ian Holman both with 9. Gavin Toby with 7. And those were big free throws late in the game to seal the victory. And then we had, for 4 points, we had Ryan Post and Cal Rammel. And then 2 points chipping in was Derek Judy.
And every one of those was important. That is for sure. As Fort Recovery again comes out with a victory tonight, winning 55-53 over the St. Mary's Rough Riders. As we welcome the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians to the microphone here, Jim Melton. What a way to open up your career as your Fort Recovery varsity coach. That was a close one.
Yeah, credit our guys. They stuck to it. They fought hard. And all the way to the finish, we made some adjustments. We knew Steger was hurting us. What'd he have, 16, 19 at halftime, something like that?
18 and a half,
and what'd he end up with?
I think 25. Yeah,
25. So we held him to, what, 6 or 7 there?
Yeah,
so
it was definitely a difference in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it was physical, and, you know, our kids fought hard all the way through, and, you know, we stretched them out a couple of times there, and then we kind of hurt ourselves with some turnovers that led to some baskets, and we've got to work on our blocking out and rebounding. I think they kind of hurt us a little bit there with some offensive rebounds, but give our kids credit. They fought to the end, and, you know, they worked hard for this victory, and they deserved it.
Well, they certainly did, and again, it was a real handicap for you there with the 3 kids with 4 fouls in the second half, but you had to sit down for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Those being Derek Judy, Gavin Toby, and Clay Smiths, and those are 3 key players for you.
Yeah, we had to weather the storm there, and, you know, kudos to the next man up. You know, Ian Holman come in, give some good minutes, and, you know, Ryan Post played really well in that stretch. We used Dylan Evers, took a huge charge down there. You know, he came in, and Kobe came in, you know, spot duty when we're defense to offense, and, you know, we just had to manage the personnel there, and you know, I thought Brian Benn did a phenomenal job as well for a big guy. He's probably not used to running up and down the floor like that.
You're gonna worry him out here. That's
you're wearing
okay.
Me out.
Gavin Toby, some really big key free throws.
Clutch
for him.
Free throws, yes. He's got ice water in his veins. A little shooter's touch. Give Coach Boz a shout out. He's been working with him in practice off to the side, working on his rotation and his guide hand, trying to fix his shot a little bit. And, you know, Gavin's, he's starting to see it. He's understanding it. So, you know, credit to Gavin for putting some extra work in there for his free throws, and it paid off.
Absolutely a sweet win for the Indians. Your biggest lead was 13 at 31-18, and then they ran off eight in a row on you.
Yeah.
You got that close at halftime.
Yeah, we were. I told the guys that, you know, once you get them at 10 to 12 to 13, you know, you got them close to where they're going to quit on you. If you can get a couple more on them and get up to, you know, right, 17 to 18, then they start looking at the score and they start pressing and, you know, offensively pressing and doing things out of their character. But, you know, give St. Mary's coach credit. You know, his kids fought hard. They were physical. You know, they rebounded really well. I thought they shot it well. At least it appeared they did. Through stretches, they shot the three well. So, you know, we don't like giving up uncontested threes. We'll, you know, I'll go home, watch the film, break it down, and we'll learn from it and get ready for our MAC opener next weekend.
Well, anytime you beat a Dan Hagemeyer team, and this team is going to win a lot of games. They are a talented. They are a talented team.
He's got a lot of pieces there.
Yes, absolutely, and you do too. And what Versailles is up next?
Versailles next. We've got a doubleheader next Friday. We got open up our MAC play with Versailles here, and then the next night we got the tough rivalry across the state line with Jay County coming in. So
yeah, we'll have both those games for you fans on the radio next weekend on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And I hope your dad was listening in tonight. I hope he's okay.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm sure he was listening. He don't miss too many of them. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations. A sweet win, especially being your debut game here as the varsity coach. And again, good luck next weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, as the Indians match the girls' team with an opening game win, as both teams are 1-0 on the year. And that was a thriller, as the Indians were really behind the eight ball there for a while, trailing late in the game. And really, St. Mary's had the opportunity to win that game, Brian. They just couldn't complete the kill, so to speak. Couldn't complete the execution when they needed to do so.
No, we definitely, you know, we're fortunate down to the end. I think they kind of got a little stagnant and held the ball a little bit more than probably they wanted to, and didn't get a lot of movement in the last 2.5 minutes or so. And, you know, we were still in attack mode coming back, and they were kind of being passive, just trying to win the game. And I should say probably not trying to lose it at that point, instead of trying to win it. And we were able to step up and hit some big free throws by Gavin Toby and got our stops when we needed to.
Once again, 10 for Clay Smits, 10 for Brian Benn, 9 for Grant Kanapke, 9 for Ian Homan. Ian, 3, maybe 3 for 3 from three-point land, I don't know.
Yeah, he was 3 for 3.
And 7 for Gavin Toby, 4 apiece for Ryan Post and Cale Rammel, and 2 for Derek Judy. And in a game like this, every one of those points was important. Congratulations to the Indians winning 55-53. How about the JV game? If folks missed that, we'll give them the good news there, too.
Yeah, the Indians won there going away 46-33. They were up big, led 14-4 at the first, 26-10 at half, 36-20 at the end of the third, and then pulled away and won 46-33. The Indians were led by Owen Judy with 17, Caleb Evers with 7, Kobe Wendell with 6, a host of Indians with 4, Dylan Evers, Riley Heiser, Cal Ramo, Ross Pearson, and then Daniel Patch chipped in with 2.
All righty, so both teams 1-0, and again, we'll be back here tomorrow for the girls' game with Wapakoneta. That'll be another toughie. Fort Recovery Varsity playing Wapakoneta at about 1:30 tomorrow, and you can hear that game at 100.9 on your FM dial tomorrow afternoon and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks, Brian, very much.
It was a pleasure, Rob.
Very interesting game tonight, and a thrilling win for the Indians. Winning 55-53 on those free throws with 11.2 seconds to go in the contest. Gavin Toby converts a couple of free throws for the victory. I think it was Gavin with those last two, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks again for listening in. Thanks to Lindsey Green, our studio producer at the radio station, and thanks to Neil Spencer, studio producer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. For Brian Patch and for our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Crystal Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.